Hi, welcome to The Sync Show. I'm Neha, and this is a show where I talk about all things artistic swimming. I know it's been a while, I've been really busy, but I'm back and ready to get back into it. Today's episode, as promised, will be with my friends from school. Today I'll be joined by Madeline, Chelsea, and Alexia. Before we get started, I wanted to ask everyone listening to tell me what they want to see in future episodes. Anything you want to know about Synchro or my experience with it. There's a link in the description of this episode where you can send in feedback and messages. Okay, so now I'm here with my friends.
Hi.
Hi.
And we're going to start off by asking them some questions about Synchro. So number one, what do you know about Synchro?
Okay, I know that it's like dancing, cheerleading, and swimming and gymnastics, like all put together, like you make a routine and sparkling bathing suits and stuff all in the water, and you like figures and routine and like your figures, and then you compete figures, and then you compete your routine, and then you can have like duets and solos and stuff. That's pretty much what Neha talks about every day.
Okay, Chelsea?
Pretty much the same thing as Madeline. Figures, routines. That's literally what Madeline said.
That, okay, Alexia?
Gel is awful. That's all I know.
Yeah, also true. Okay. Next question. Would you ever consider swimming?
I swim in the summertime. I like swimming, but I probably wouldn't do synchronized swimming.
You know that was the question.
No.
I probably wouldn't. I mean, considering the fact that your practices go till like 10 at night, no. I used to do swimming, but now I stop. I don't know why. And sometimes I swim during the summer, too.
I can barely do egg beater, so I'm going to go with a no.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I also did that, like, bronze star. When you try to teach me, I can't do the whole flip upside down, stay at the top thing. I can't do that.
Okay. Did you know what synchro was before I started swimming? I was going to say before you met me, but you guys all knew me before I started swimming, so...
I don't really know when you started synchro, so probably not, but maybe I knew what it was, like, the name synchro or whatever, but I didn't probably know what it actually was.
Yeah, okay.
Probably not. I feel like I know a butt ton now because that's literally all you talk about, but no, I definitely did not know what synchro was before you started.
In my defense, that's all I do, so.
And music.
Yeah, I had no idea what synchro was. Never heard of it, and yeah, I do.
Okay, and then last question. What do you think me and my team consider the hardest part about being a synchro swimmer?
Besides the gel, probably like the fact that your practices are like 6 hours long and that you can't breathe for over half the routine. And, like, it takes a lot of stamina, probably.
Okay.
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Chelsea?
I'm going to take a wild guess. Long figures where you can't breathe.
Okay, Alexia?
I've probably got to go with, you said bowls are really hard.
Okay. So I'm going to say you guys are all kind of right. Madeline, you said one thing that was wrong.
What?
The long practices aren't that bad.
Oh.
But yeah, like not breathing obviously sucks. And fulls are awful. Okay. So now we're going to switch gears and I'm going to let you guys ask me some questions about synchro. Literally anything you have that's a question. Madeline?
What made you
want to do synchro? Well, basically my mom, well, like when I was like little, I did dance and gymnastics and stuff. And so my mom was like, hey, there's this thing called synchro. And so then I tried it out and I liked it. And then I did it like a season of rec and I liked it. And then I kept doing it because I liked it.
What's the best part of synchro?
Probably right after you finish a full at a competition, or like just hang out with my teammates, because like all of my teammates, I wouldn't know them if it weren't for synchro.
Yeah, okay. What's the hardest part about competitions?
Well, actually swimming. Because, like, yeah, gelling sucks, but it's not that hard. Like, obviously, we don't put hours and hours of training into gelling. We put hours and hours of training into that, like, 3 minutes of swimming. Cool. Good questions. Okay. next, we're going to do some trivia. So I'm going to ask you guys 5 questions, and they're going to get harder every time. And tell me your answers. And then if you get it right, you get a point. Okay, ready? Okay. Question number 1. What is the most important piece of equipment for synchro?
Yoga mat or swimsuit.
Nose clip thingies.
Nose
clip. Madeline, what are you talking about?
I said swimsuit to justify my response.
Neither of those were correct. Yes, Alexia and Chelsea, you are indeed correct. It is a nose clip.
Let's go.
Okay, what are the events that create a championship score? There are 2 correct answers.
Figures and routine.
Yeah, I think figures and
routine. Figures and, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's correct. The other option would be tech and free, because, like, when you're in, like, junior and older, basically, you do 2 routines instead of doing, figures and routine. But, yeah, that's right. Okay, how do judges judge a routine? Like, what are the categories they judge them in?
Is it what, artistic impression and technique? I don't know.
Okay, let me guess from dance. Costumes, choreography, the, like, technique and performance, that's probably all wrong. And, like, quality of it. Like, is it, like, I don't know what I'm saying. Anyways.
Okay, Alexia?
Artistic expression was one of them, and then technique is the only other one I can think of. Okay.
You guys are kind of right. It's technical merit, which is execution, difficulty, and synchronization, and then artistic impression. So, yeah, I would say that's right. Okay, question 4. What does FINA stand for?
Is Google allowed?
No.
I have no idea. Formal, innovative, national, artistic.
Is the thing in... Is what it stands for in English?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Chelsea, you should be able to get this.
Is N in natation?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. I figured it'd have to be French if it wasn't English.
Is the I international?
Yep.
Is the F, federation? Federal?
It's fédération, yeah.
Fédération Internationale
de Natation Artistique, yeah.
Okay, alright, close enough.
Wait, is it artistique? Wait. Because I've seen the FINA logo on, like, diving stuff. Wait, gotta fact check real quick. Oh, it's just Fédération Internationale de Natation. Then what does the A stand for?
Not now.
Okay, so... Oh no, I just showed you guys the other answer.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's just natation. Okay, well, there you go. That's a fact. Okay, final question. And also the hardest one that I don't think you guys will get right. What Olympic Games first included synchro?
I have no idea.
Something with a pool.
No way!
Can you give us a hint?
It was in the 20th century.
That's so not helpful.
I know.
1960.
No, later.
1970.
I don't think there were Olympics in 1970. Like, Summer Olympics.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Whoops. 1980.
Later than that?
1984.
Yeah. Los Angeles, yeah. 1984.
Cool.
Okay, before we finish, is there anything else you guys want to say to the wide range of listeners that is all just people I know, all like 27 of them?
Follow me on Spotify. And share her podcast.
What? You glitched out, Madeline.
Oh, add Neha on Snapchat?
I'm not going to tell you guys my Snapchat username, because what if some creep watches this?
Not that she's calling anybody a creep.
No, I definitely was. Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, that is all the time we have for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I've decided I'm not going to give you a spoiler for the next episode because I have no idea what I'm doing next. So I will see you next time for a mystery episode. Bye! Just in case anyone was curious, this episode was filmed back in March, so not only has a lot changed since then with the new FINA judging system and all of that, but I was also really busy at the time and I didn't really have time to fact check things. But if anyone is curious, FINA actually stands for Fédération Internationale de Natation Amateur, and to be honest, I have no idea how the new judging system works. But let me know and I can definitely learn more about it for our next episode. Thanks for listening and I'll see you next time.